All right, bonjour mes amis, comment ça va en ce matin pour un lundi matin? Bienvenue à tous vous autres à l'édition de la tasse de café pour la 21e journée d'octobre 2019. Je souhaite vous autres à tous un bon week-end. Monsieur Jim Swallow sera avec moi ce matin. Alors, pour notre heure de temps, ça fait, allons parler à ce propos de notre sponsors qui fait notre programme possible. Okay? Ça, c'est Industrial Supply, Bon Ami Insurance Company, Rocket Riders Collision Center, alors, Carrie's Roof, Blake's Pharmacy, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Peter Swartz, Edward Jones, Teach Food Store, Brown's Furniture, Coburn Supply, Sooner Auto Salvage, Eric Gill Insurance, Savoy Medical Center, Air Prairie Manor, nursing home. Bonjour, Monsieur Jim. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Monsieur Mike. Ça va? Je pense que ça pourrait aller mieux, mais c'est pas la peine de se lamenter. C'est lundi matin. On a passé une bonne fin de semaine. Mm-hmm. Et ça ressemble comme si peut-être on a un changement dans le temps. Ça dit 90% de chance de la pluie aujourd'hui. Mais on peut user un petit peu de la pluie, je crois.
Ouais.
Les affaires étaient venues un peu secs.
J'ai entendu ça, les nouvelles, ce matin à Texas. Ils ont eu le mauvais temps là-bas.
Oh, j'ai entendu un petit peu de ça autour de Dallas, je crois.
Autour de Dallas, et quelques pilons de tornades qui étaient beaucoup...
Quantités de tourbillons qui avaient causé un tas de dommages. Hein?
Exactement, ça fait avoir se préparer. Peut-être que ça ne va pas être ici, mais peut-être que j'aime dire ça fait avoir... On va espérer qu'il y aura, OK?
That's right.
Monsieur Jim, vous avez un mot du jour?
Un mot? Oh, allons voir. J'avais mis un mot du jour, mais là,
okay.
j'ai perdu mon livre. Ça se fait, je vais le dire dans quelques minutes.
OK, prends votre temps. Va dire ce
slide. I'll use the word grouchy.
Grouchy, oh là.
Grouchy.
OK.
De mauvaise humeur.
Mauvaise humeur.
Et quand on se réveille, des fois, son métier dit, tu t'es levé sur le mauvais bord du lit ou quelque chose comme ça.
Ouais, j'ai entendu ça.
But if somebody is grouchy, il est mauvaise humeur.
Exactement.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bad mood.
Bad mood. I don't know if there's some other words for it, I guess.
Maybe so, but that's one we know for sure.
That's one we know for sure, absolutely. I just want to say for those of you who have relatives or friends that want to listen to us on to our Latasta program, they can listen to us on the KVPI 1050 AM, KVPI 92.5 FM, KVPIOnline.com, or Classic Hits 92.5. So give them a holler, tell them that they're missing the program with Mike and Mr. Jim on this Monday morning.
All right, Monday morning, and is there any phone call yet?
No, sir, I didn't see anything happening
yet. All right, 363-2124, well, let's see, 337-363-2124, in case you're listening to us outside of the immediate area.
Uh-huh.
We're always glad to hear from you, no matter where you're calling from.
Absolutely.
And you know what, while we have... a chance here. Maybe I could talk about one of our sponsors if there's nobody on the line yet.
Nobody to start.
We can talk about Teats Food Store, and from the DeVille family to all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making our opening such a huge success. We're glad to be able to serve the people of our area in bigger facilities, more modern facilities than ever before, and it's still in the same DeVille family, and among the specials they're offering you right now, and don't forget, they've got a hog wild sale, whole boneless pork loins, $1.29 a pound. They've got fresh pork picnics at 89 cents a pound, whole Boston butt pork roast, the twin pack, 99 cents, frozen pork spare ribs, two-piece, $1.79, and frozen baby back ribs at $2.79, and the bone-in pork sirloin roast twin pack, 89 cents a pound only. Other specials include fresh ground beef. The budget pack is only $1.99 a pound. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
They've also got the Big Easy raw shrimp, 71 to 90 count. The one-pound bag is only $4.99. Les chevrettes. 4.99 la livre. Also, Southern Bell rice, medium grain or long grain, 5 pounds, two bags, for $5. Luana Cooking Oil, gallon can, $5.99. Community Coffee, the 12-ounce bag or the 12-count K-Cup for $4.99. And listen to this, Best Choice Russet Potatoes, the 5-pound bag is only $1.69. And those are just a few of the many, many specials at Teats Food Store.
All right, Ben, I see Mr. Jim. Y'all give us a call here at 363-2124. Mr. Jim, I brought this for you. If you decide after a while you want to glance through it, that's up to you.
And what do you have there?
Well, all kind of good stuff. It's a scrapbook that I post on Facebook and stuff. So
uh-huh.
I might bring up something that you want to talk about, you want to ask me about, or someone might want to put in their two bits on that, okay?
We're going to take a look at that very shortly.
All
but
right.
In the meantime, have you got a message to pass on to us?
I certainly do.
Are you thinking about replacing your worn-out sofa with something new and exciting? Well, stop by your local Brown's Furniture location, throw open the doors, and make it happen. From the moment you walk in, you'll see sofas galore. Beautiful, stylish, comfortable sofas that are so much better than that old thing you have back at the house. And Brown's Furniture is at your service with a price for any budget. Need something big like a full leather, full power sectional that'll seat the whole family? Brown's has it for $24.99. They have a store full of sofas at $11.99, $9.99, $7.99, $4.99, and I know it's hard to believe, $2.99. You heard right, a brand new sofa for less than $300. All available with 2 years interest-free financing. Plus, come register for a free reclining sofa that we'll give away at the end of the month. That's Brown's Furniture Showplace, all locations. Open 7 days a week.
Our goal is always a satisfied customer. Brown's Furniture Showplace.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jim, we're back over in the air over here, 363-2124, if anybody wants to talk to us about anything you desire, anything that's good news. That's what we want to hear, some good news and good comments. And if you want to hear a word in French, or you want to tell us how to say a word in French, give us a call, 363-2124.
Mike, I'm looking at this album that you have right here, and on the very first page is a picture of the Veillon Café, a popular place for many years with its combination of restaurant, coffee shop, and service station. It was located at the corner, right there on Main Street and close to the location of the Evangeline Bank and Trust. So I was telling Mike, I had a lot of good hamburgers in that location, the Veillon Café.
I heard some good stories about that, Mr. Jim. You're right. Actually, it's where the Ace Hardware is today.
All right.
In the parking lot. The Veillon Mall was right there, and I think the parking lot was, if I'm not mistaken, right there.
You're right about that, right on that corner.
So, anyway, I think we might have a...
We have a phone call?
Well, let's see. The office must have picked it up. Let's give them a couple of seconds right here. And
all right.
My mouth's dry, so Ms. Becky's getting me some water. I don't mind drinking coffee. I do my cup in the morning, and I'm pretty good after that. But
after
put it right here.
One cup.
If I put it right here, Mr. Jim, this whole thing's going to explode. So I was a capo de la face. Okay, we got a call. You ready, Mr.
We've got
Jim?
A call. All right. Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Oui, bonjour, Jim. Bonjour, Mike. C'est Laurent de France.
Oh oui, Laurent de France.
Bonjour, Laurent. Il y a un bout de temps, on n'a pas entendu de vous.
Oui, merci. Mais voilà, en fait, c'était pour dire, en fait, pour grouchy.
Yes, grouchy.
En français, on a plusieurs mots. En français standard de la France, on a grincheux, bougon,
grincheux,
bonchon. Et voilà, to be in a bad mood, être de mauvaise humeur, être grincheux.
Mauvaise humeur. Ça, c'est... Il y a du monde qui se réveille en mauvaise humeur.
Oui, et on dit aussi... En français, il s'est levé du pied gauche, lui, ce matin.
Oui, il s'est levé du pied gauche, ou le mauvais bord du lit. On a une autre expression ici.
J'ai jamais entendu cela.
Il s'est levé sur le pied gauche.
Ah, there you go.
All right, how about that?
Comment les affaires là-bas, Laurent?
Comment
les affaires là-bas, c'est tout bon?
Très bien, très bien.
Uh-huh.
Il commence à faire un petit peu froid, l'automne est arrivé, mais ça... Voilà, aujourd'hui, il y a du soleil, mais ce week-end, ça a mouillé, il a plu un petit peu, quoi. Et donc, l'automne arrive.
Oui, l'automne est arrivé, et malgré qu'on a juste 73 degrés ici à la Ville Plate ce matin.
Ah oui, 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 d'accord. Oui.
Je crois que ça va se réchauffer, Freddy, après ça.
Oui, on a un front qui, après rentrer aujourd'hui, on a la menace des mauvais temps et des orages de tonnerre. Et là, après ça, ça va tourner plus frais.
Oui, oui, oui. Et oui, l'hiver arrive, donc. Oui. Et oui, il faut attendre 6 mois pour que le beau temps revienne. Enfin, en Louisiane, il fait plus chaud que chez nous autres, même en hiver. Mais...
Oui, ça c'est vrai. On n'a pas le temps si frais que d'autres places à la France ou spécialement dans les places du nord d'ici.
Oui, oui. Voilà. Oui.
Laurent, vous viens jamais ici, de bord ici, à la Ville Plate ou...
Eh bien, je suis venu il y a 2 ans et j'ai rencontré Jim à la tasse de café, en fait, avec Marc, le directeur de la station de radio.
Ça, c'est bien, oui. 2 ans passés, hein.
Oui, 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 il y a 2 ans. Avec Cindy Lafleur, j'étais venu, tu t'en souviens?
All right, ça c'est bon alors, ça, hein?
Voilà. Voilà.
Vous pouvez venir un jour ici, tu vas vous ramener ces fraises. Moi, je suis là sur fraises, tu vas attendre la bonne musique en français.
Oui.
Oui, Mike et ses fraises tous les samedis matin.
Sur le radio, yes sir.
Ben, je reviendrai un jour vous rendre visite, vous voir, quand je pourrai.
All right, mais bien merci, monsieur. Appelez les autres encore, OK, Laurent?
Bien. Allez, au revoir.
Au revoir.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
Mike, I'm looking here at a picture. It says January 60, but it says Tatman and Perron Paint and Body Shop. Free estimates, phone 2721. We install shatterproof windshields and door glasses.
Absolutely.
And there's the pickup truck right there in the front. And that looks like a 55 Ford car.
Yep.
Parked in the front there.
You're so right, Mr. Jim. That was my dad and Mr. Lyndon Tatman that had that when I was just about 6-7 years old, when I was real young, in other words. And it was right next to Madame Raoul's Cafe.
How about that?
Car you're talking about, it was a 55 Ford. The truck is like a 53, maybe International or something like that. And they had that thing there. Actually, it's where the rehab, David Vedrine and what's his name, have that rehab place right there.
Yeah, oh yeah,
If you remember on the side of there where Shady Acres is at, there was no Shady Acres at that time.
No.
That's where I learned to hunt, actually, when I was a child.
That was... and Parconière.
Parconière, exactly. Mr. Dimmerwell, Papa Dimmerwell owned that. And also, Mr. Cat Duos had opened a fish market on the side there for many years. You remember that, Mr. Jim? Yeah, he had opened that there. And then after Mr. Godfrey, I want to say, or somebody had a grocery store there, and when he closed, my dad and Mr. Tatman, they were working for Ellis Dupre Motor Company, and they came in and they took it over, and they got together as partners and ran that body shop for quite a few years.
Yeah, Tatman and Perron Body Shop.
Absolutely.
That was on West LaSalle, huh?
Yeah, the West LaSalle right there, and then they had, like I said, Madame Raoul's Cafe. Then across the street was the Rendezvous.
Right.
And then next to that was the Billups Station. Remember the Billups?
Oh, fill up with Billups.
Fill up with Billups. They had a big old hand. My dad and them wouldn't call it Billups. They'd call it Shake Hand. We're going to Shake Hand and get some guests.
I remember right, Jimmy Davis used to advertise for them on his program.
I didn't know that. Cool.
Fill up with Billups, the Buddy Billups folks.
All right.
And maybe somebody listening right now has better memories of that, and they could call us and tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. We always welcome your input or your good memories or something. 363-2124. Give me and Mr. Jim a holla here this morning. We're going to be here till about 9 o'clock, so we got about 45 minutes. You got plenty of time to give us a call here.
All right, how about that? Gulf No-Nox gasoline, 33 cents a gallon. And for a lubrication job on your car, it was $1.
Can you imagine?
But I'm not sure where this was located, but it says an old-time Gulf Service Station.
Yeah, I'd want to say, man, I'm not looking at the picture here, but Dupre, I think where Bobby Dupre's grocery at one time, there was a station. It went through so many hands at one time, years ago, uh-huh. Tate's and stuff, and that might be the picture that I'm not sure. I'm not looking at it like you are, but I did see it before. So
right, okay.
When I started driving, gas was about 32 cents a gallon. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago when I was up in Natchitoches, there was a brand new service station that was opening up. I don't recall the brand of gasoline, but it was like 17 cents a gallon.
Wow.
And I was driving a 56 Ford, mm-hmm. and I tanked up with that. And listen, my car was making all kinds of noises and clicking and clacking and all this stuff. So I drove as much as I could to try to burn out that gasoline as soon as I could, you know? Okay. But I had sold him a big package, you know, for opening and so forth. And I don't know what happened, but boy, tell you what, my Ford did not want to cooperate and use that gas well, you know?
You know, and I know what you're saying, but in those days they had ethyl gasoline. And
uh-huh.
then maybe
ethyl in your gas tank.
Yeah. And so I don't know if there was an ethyl and a regular, and perhaps the regular wasn't meant for the personal type of vehicle or something. I'm not sure. But, yeah, there was mostly ethyl that they would sell.
But it was doing some clicking and clacking, you know.
After that, it was okay. Okay,
yeah.
How about a call, Mr. Jim?
Oh, I'm ready for a phone call.
All right.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
We're talking about Billups.
Yes.
I had a big Labrador Retriever from when I was a little boy from Billups. I kept that, I guess, 35 years until he dry rotted.
Wait, you had a dog that lived 35 years?
Must have been a stuffed animal you're talking about.
Animal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stuffed animal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, you kept it a long time then.
Yeah.
Now, well, you got it hung over my headboard.
You know?
Now, you got that. It was a grand opening or something when you got that, or they just gave it away when you purchased some fuel?
My mama bought it for me. You know, I guess I was in kindergarten.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, that's cool. So, Billups, so you kept it a long time then, huh, Stephen?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I keep everything most of my life, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, good.
When y'all started, I went by my phone. They were talking about there was some bad weather in Dallas.
Yes.
There was a tornado that passed in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. We had seen the tornado had passed, Stephen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Weather's coming this way, but that doesn't mean we're going to have a tornado. But, you know, it's good to be cautious and keep listening to KVPI. If we have anything comes up, we're definitely going to let the public know what's going on.
Oh, I'm
going
to welcome back Mr. Mork. He's there. He's back.
Yeah, he's back. He's there. He's just doing stuff in his office right now. So I'm just helping him out, taking his place this morning, give him a little break so he can catch up on work. I'm going to be here on Mondays with Mr. Jim every Monday morning.
I just want to say hey to Mr. Mark.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening to you.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks for calling, Steve.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Jim.
All right, Mr. Mike. I'm looking here at your album, and one of the pictures that you have here is the Adras Lafleur building. We're talking about the Fords and so forth.
Yes.
It says this was the Ford agency in Ville Platte in 1919. Wow.
Yes.
Outside the building are two of the famous Model T Fords, which sold for $450 in those days. Standing out front are Laurent Guillory, Dr. A.M. Lafleur, Jr. of Oklahoma, Janson, A.A. Laverne, and A.M. Lafleur, Sr., who owned the agency. That was Adras Lafleur building. And they've got the Model T's right here in the front. And if I remember, that was at the corner of Main and Chatania.
I had no idea until I got that article that there was a Ford dealership that long ago, Mr. Jim.
How about that,
yeah.
huh? Oh, yeah. But you have a lot of great old-timey pictures here.
Mr. Jim, would you like to do a commercial, or you want to go ahead and catch the
phone?
Oh,
yeah. Let's get the phone for one more call, and then we'll do a commercial.
Ça, c'est bon.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jamie Guillory.
Hello,
Jamie Guillory. Good morning to you.
And good morning to you and everybody else. Let's see. I was 15. I got my driver's license, and with Mr. Huey.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, Mr. Yeah. Huey Foray.
Foray, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And gas, the day before I got my driver's license, was 35, 38 cents a gallon. And the day I got my driver's license, I was mad at the President of the United States.
No kidding.
Why? It went up?
President Carter, that was when the gas rationing started.
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. At one time, yeah, that was gas rationing.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
1979. And my first, the gas went from 38 overnight to 50 cents a gallon. And
ooh. Wow.
My first tank of gas put in Mom's old Buick was, it was, she had a quarter of a tank in it. It cost me $5 to fill it up.
How about that, huh?
That was a lot of money in those days, huh, James? And that big automobile she had was a guzzler, I'm sure. They drank a lot of gas, them babies.
Oh, yeah, that was a big Buick Electra 225.
Yeah, I remember them well, absolutely. My mother-in-law had one like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful, beautiful car. First car I ever drove. We got the gas at Bat's Texaco, naturally.
Well, of course,
right
Uncle Bat.
The food house, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my uncle.
Yeah, uh-huh. I knew that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Jamie.
Oh, and it's yesterday was a big event in my wife and I's life.
I heard that.
We celebrated our 12-year wedding anniversary.
All right. Congratulations and happy anniversary again.
Congratulations, thank Mario. You.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Jamie.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, my friend.
All right. Mike, I have to add on. We're talking about the rationing.
Yeah.
Kat and I and the kids had gone to Texas. I don't remember exactly, Galveston or whatever. Well, come to find out, you know, you could only have so many gallons of gasoline. And I was stuck in Texas with less than a quarter tank of gas. And what to do, you know, we didn't have enough to go back home. But I went to a service station very early in the morning, and the guy said, look, he says, I realize that you're far from home. He says, I'm going to put you a tank full of gas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I could have hugged that man because, you know, I needed the gas real bad. But we had enough to come back home.
It could have been
with that, you know.
It could have been a bad situation.
But
huh?
Yeah, you could only have so many, like 5 gallons or 6 gallons at a time, in those days, you
wow.
know. And I don't remember what was that in the '70s.
Jamie was saying that. I don't remember the year. I
don't remember what year that was, but I recall we were stuck in Texas and wanting to get back to Ville Platte, Louisiana.
I bet your heart was pumping, Miss Cat too. Huh?
Talk about! But I had gone, made it my business to be there at that service station very early in the morning.
I don't blame you. You want to do a commercial, Mr. Jim?
We can do a commercial, okay. And then we can pick up another line.
Absolutely.
Right now, how about Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Bentonville Platte, offering you a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles, and if they don't have the parts you're looking for, they'll do their absolute best to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service. They'll do work on transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. And if you need a vehicle checkup, let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, you have a choice. Brand new parts are reconditioned. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooners Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960. Come in and visit with Donnie and Amanda, owners at 2102 West Bentonville Platte. Another phone, 363-7226 for Sooners Auto Salvage.
All right, BMSC, Mr. Jim, we got the line blinking if you're ready.
All right, moi je vais prendre un phone call, on va dire bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mr. Jim, Mike.
Hey, good morning, buddy.
Your car, Mr. Jim, when you had all that knocking and rattling?
Yes.
It was because it was unleaded gas.
No kidding? That's what made it do that?
That's what made it do that. Stations would put this gas in as a catcher to lower the price.
Okay, yeah, it was, you know, it was very cheap.
All the chemicals
cheap.
And the lead, so it was cheaper to sell. And it would cause motors to knock and rattle and ping and all kind of stuff.
That's right. Oh, it was noisy.
I remember that. And that's why I kind of mentioned to him it could be something to do with the fuel, because it was usually always premium. Then, like you said, it probably wanted to make it cheaper, so that's when it came up with the unleaded. But not every car could take that.
Right. Well, you see, unleaded gas is original. That's how it comes out the ground.
Wow. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, and they add the lead and all the chemicals. Like ethyl is triethylene. With more power.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why they call it
gas
ethyl.
Tank.
Now we know.
Now you know. And Mr. Jim, that was in 1973 when all that gas rationing started.
That was the year 73, huh?
1973. And I remember well, the gas went up like crazy. My wife and I, we got married 12 noon, September the 8th. And I passed the station going to the wedding. And when after we were married, we passed back with the caravan. And it went from 38 cents to 55 cents in that quicker time.
Wow.
That's kind of what Jamie was saying. Oh, my goodness.
Talk about.
So, I just wanted to let y'all know.
Well, thank you, David. We appreciate it.
Y'all have a good day.
Call us back, my friend.
Bye-bye now.
And I not phone
call?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a phone call.
All right, then we'll do another commercial.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim.
Yes?
Jamie said when he got his license in 1979, the rationing, well, that man said it was in 73, but Jamie said when he got his license in 79, the rationing was in 79, so I guess they must have had another rationing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, they probably had more than one, Stephen, at times, the way it's depending on how the oil market went. Yeah, that's very possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much,
Stephen. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, we can talk about Colburn Supply right now. Colburn Supply in Eunice and Opelousas offering you granite for your home, the perfect addition to your new kitchen or bathroom or remodeled kitchen or bathroom. Colburn Supply, your number one headquarters for lighting and plumbing fixtures, appliances, hardware, home decor, and now granite at great prices. Colburn Supply has been serving our area for more than 50 years. Your number one choice for electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning needs, and you'll enjoy dealing with a friendly, knowledgeable one-on-one service from Colburn's you won't get in the big box stores. So if you're planning to build new or remodel, visit Colburn's in Eunice or Opelousas for a no-obligation estimate on your next project. In Eunice, visit with Kobe and the crew at 770 North CC Doosan, phone 457-7324. Opelousas, Ernie and the staff at 2601 West Landry, phone 948-8266. What you need, when you need it, at Colburn's in Eunice and Opelousas.
All right, Mr. Jim, we must have woke up a sleeping elephant, like they say. The phones are ringing, but let me do a commercial right quick.
All right, let's do that.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply Support, your True Value dealer. It's that time of the year again, getting out our guns, checking our ammo, trying on our camouflage clothes, see if they still fit, see if our rubber boots leak. Do I need a license? You stop and think, where do I go? Let me answer all your questions. Industrial Support, check out our Browning clothing, lacrosse and mug boots, Campbell Frog Talk, Rainwear, and Dutch Harbor. We are newly remodeled and we will be impressed. The shelves are full of wonderful merchandise. It doesn't matter where you hunt or what you hunt, for industrial has it. It could be doves, squirrels, ducks, or deer. There's everything you need. And last but not least, it's also a hardware store and paint shop. Come see us. And always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. At Industrial, every project is a true value. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in the blue.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Sherry. Mr. Jim, how about a phone call?
Let's do that. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning. It's Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Yes, good morning, Camille.
How y'all doing? Kind of ugly outside, but might be pretty tomorrow morning, huh?
Yes. Sure is. What's going on this morning, Camille?
Well, I'm calling. It's my grandfather y'all are talking about. Adras Lafleur.
Right, that picture.
1919, you said? Did I say that correctly?
Right, 1919, Ford Agency.
I had no idea that was your grandfather, Camille.
Yes, that was my daddy's daddy, and daddy would have been 100, in fact, at the end of September, and he was born in 1919. He was the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
That prof was married when daddy was born.
Okay.
So I heard a lot of stories. I did get to know him. He was also the first assessor of the parish.
Yes.
But he was a lot. In fact, when people see the picture, they'll say, oh, he was your great-grandfather. No, he was my grandfather. But they did live in the big house right there where the Twin Oaks were next to BJ's Plumbing.
Uh-huh.
They had some apartment houses right next to them. My mom rented some little duplex. And she had an apartment complex, too, in that park in the front of the house on the side adjacent to BJ's.
Wow.
And then next to it was that Blue Moon Saloon, and Miss Clivande Aveillon lived next door on the backside.
Clivande, yeah,
But where the store was, and I have a beautiful painting of the store my daughter did from a picture, the original general merchandise. I know that Papa had the Ford. Daddy always said it. He had the Ford, first Ford merchandise there.
Yeah.
So it was the first one who had John Deere, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
And I would, is that a picture y'all are looking at, or is that an article?
It
was a picture that was made from way back.
I would love to get a pic. That one I don't have. But I know Mr. A.M. LaFleur, that was Cheryl's grandfather. He was the mayor, Mr. Albert LaFleur.
Okay, yes, you're right.
No one naming in there. I forget who else you named right at the, I was listening, but I couldn't get to my
phone. People that were there in the picture.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would like to get a copy of it just because Mary Beth copied this one and painted it. I have it in my kitchen. And this was the original old store with the horse and buggies in the front, you know?
Well, I can see that you get a picture. It's not a problem. It's an article.
I'm guessing
where it comes from, Camille.
Article in the Gazette? What was it in? Do you know?
I got a scrapbook that I've been doing for years from the Bonne Nouvelle. It's probably one I cut out of there years ago.
Okay.
And I got it here for Mr. Jim to look at, and that's probably what it is. But I'll let you look at it, and if you want it, we can snap a snapshot of it or something, okay?
All right. I appreciate that so much, y'all.
Not a problem, Camille. Thanks for calling.
Talking about it. Okay, y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have somebody else on the line. Let's do that. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mr. Jim. Mike Simon, of course. C'est Therese.
Okay, buddy. Therese.
Écoute, Steve sounded kind of confused there. In 73... the gas prices started going up, and they did have gas rationing, but it was mostly the northern states.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Anything close to the Gulf, we didn't have rationing yet.
Yeah, because that's where they were
70,
getting...
79 came along, that's when we got into that recession.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Started closing down oil rigs and production rigs.
Mm. And 83 was, I remember, 83 was a real bad year. That's when it hit bottom.
Right, that's when it was in the peak. But it started in 79, and that's when they started shutting down rigs. So then we were all under a certain amount of rationing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's happening.
That explains it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to answer Steve's question from Friday about the Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule.
Okay.
He's working, he's a horticulturalist that has a business. It's going broke. So he gets mixed up with the drug cartel out of Mexico, and he's transporting drugs from Mexico to the United States.
Wow, that's the movie he was talking about?
That's the movie he was talking about.
Okay.
I just read a quick caption on it.
Yeah.
And you know how Clint Eastwood is there, you know?
Yeah.
When he gets fed up there, he goes Dirty Harry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that's probably what it's going to be all about.
I see. All right. Well, now we know.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Okay, pal. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, le café est bon ce matin.
C'est bon, Mr. Jimmy.
Oh, good.
I didn't want no coffee,
j'avais besoin de café.
I got some water trying to cool my mouth a little bit. It was dry.
Right. So, 363-2124.
You want to do a commercial or you want to pick up the line?
Let's pick up the line.
All right.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Audie again.
Yeah, Audie, go ahead.
Hello, Audie.
I told you all before, but in October of 1973, I got my driver's license from Mr. Huey at the old courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Dizzy Dean's self-service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 29 to 31 cents a gallon.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That was in 73.
Uh-huh.
Because I graduated in 73. Yes, sir.
You know, Artie, if we'd have known ahead, we could have got a big old tank underground or something and start spotlight again, store it, huh?
Oh, yeah, we could have stored it like some whiskey.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how about
that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sure. All right.
Okay, well, enjoy your program. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right, we can talk about one of our sponsors, and then we'll pick up some more phone calls. Remember the number, 337-363-2124. But right now, let's talk about Carrie's Roux. You know, here in Louisiana, we all love our Cajun food, and especially our gumbos and barbecues and jambalayas and fricasse and so forth. We're lucky to be able to get some Cajun ingredients made right here in Ville Platte. And I'm talking about the Carrie's Roux products. Carrie Lafleur, owner of Carrie's Roux and Pigstand Barbecue Sauce, is the son of Archange Lafleur, who came up with the idea of bottling that stuff. And Carrie's Roux has extended its line of products, which include the regular Carrie's Roux, the no-fat roux, the dry roux, Carrie's Gumbo Mix, Bisque Mix, and Jambalaya Mix. And among their new products, garlic buttered flavored spray, and that's great on anything, barbecue flavored basting sauce. All of their products can be found right here in Louisiana, but also in Texas and Mississippi. But in case your grocery store does not carry them, be sure to ask for it. Visit Carrie's store at www.carriesroux.com. You can order any of their products. They'll ship it right to you, and you can start cooking that great Cajun food. Remember, for true Cajun flavor, call Carrie, Debbie, or Ross at 363-6100.
I imagine they're going to be doing some gumbo today and probably tonight.
Oh, I'm sure it's a good day for gumbo.
I wouldn't want to be a hen in the yard.
A regular old-time hen and sausage gumbo. Mother-in-law made that every Saturday night, whether it was January or July.
There you go.
And I always enjoyed it. Of course, along with Cat's company, you know.
Well, of course. I mean, we got to go there, huh, Mr. Jim?
Right.
How about if I do one, Mr. Jim? We got time?
Oh, we got time.
All right.
Bonjour, mes amis de tout le staff au Le Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, 423 East Bennington Platte, in the heart of Cajun country. L'office de Bon Ami est paré pour vous donner les codes sur toutes vos assurances pour les chars, les trucks, homeowners and business, as well as all types of building contractors, including workers' comp and general liability insurance and life insurance, too. And you can depend on a good staff with over 45 years combined experience. At Bon Ami, you'll find their friendly staff of Bo and Hazel and Cowboy Phil. And enjoy a bon cajun visit and a cup of complimentary coffee every day. The office is across from the Old Floyd's Record Shop on East Main. Et ça parle un petit peu de français. Travaillez dur pour vous donner les meilleurs discounts dessus votre besoin d'assurance. Ils vont vous traiter comme la famille. And see Cowboy Phil, who's a licensed appraiser and real estate broker. Phone number 363-8888. Ça, c'est pour Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, droit là-dessus East Main, à la Ville Platte.
Okay, 363-2124. We still got about 20 minutes left, so give us a call if you want to talk to me or Mr. Jim or whatever you want to do.
All right, Mike, let's see. Let me take a look at some of the things that happened in history on this date. And, of course, by the way, did you know when the Pledge of Allegiance started?
Oh, you're asking the wrong one here, Mr. Jim.
On this date, October 21st of 1892, wow. School children across the U.S. observed Columbus Day by reciting for the first time the original version of the Pledge of Allegiance, written by Francis Bellamy for the Youth's Companion. How about that? This has to do with electricity. In 1879, on this date, Thomas Edison perfected a workable electric light at his lab in New Jersey. All right, and then also in 1960, Democrat John F. Kennedy and Republican Richard Nixon clashed in their fourth and final presidential debate in New York. Remember those debates between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon?
Oh,
that was in 1960.
I remember those.
All right. And then in 1966, 144 people, including 116 children, were killed when a coal waste landslide engulfed a schoolhouse and some 20 houses in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And also on this date, in 1996, President Clinton's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military survived its first Supreme Court test.
Really?
So those are some of the things that happened in history mm-hmm. on this date.
Mr. Jim, do you remember, and I'm sure our people from UNIS that are listening in, the Orlando Motel and Restaurant?
Yeah, that was on the west side of UNIS, huh?
Absolutely. Our good friend Richard Desertel posted that on our Facebook this morning or uh-huh. last night. And I ran across the Orlando Motel. The building is still there. Part of it is still there.
But uh-huh.
It's been out of business for many years.
Oh, so yes.
If anyone has a story to tell us about that, give us a call at
363-2124. Right, that's on the west side of UNIS
yeah.
on Highway 190.
That's an old picture of it right there, Mr. Jim.
How about that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Orlando Motel and Restaurant and Lounge,
yep.
3 miles west, Highway 190. And... yeah, I remember that very, very well. Is
they had that one, and they had one on the opposite end, the way the east end over there, and I'm trying to remember the Stone Motel.
Yeah, oh yeah, Motel. Towards Opelousas.
Correct.
On the east side.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So I remember that one, too. In fact, I knew the people that my mom was good friends with the lady, very good friends with the lady whose husband, or her and her husband, owned it at that time.
Uh-huh.
So, I think we got a call, Mr. Jim.
Let's do that. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
This is Joanne in Eunice.
Yes, go ahead.
Graduated from Mamou High School in 1971.
Uh-huh.
And my brother-in-law, Larry Olye, took me to eat at the Oleander restaurant after graduation. That's my story.
In 1971. I wonder how long it stayed open after that. Do you have any idea?
It stayed... No, I don't think it stayed very long. I don't know the year it closed, though, okay. But I'm thinking not very long after that.
I was just curious. I know the building's still there, and I was just wondering. I still see the buildings when I pass by. I was just wondering how long it had stayed open. But, well, okay. But BMSC, thank you for calling.
And so your brother-in-law is Larry Olye?
Yes,
really?
It is. And he was always very generous. He would take us to the movies when it was 25 cents, and we'd get two snacks, two candy, or whatever, whatever, the snacks of our choice. Uh-huh. He was always very generous.
About that?
He's
we
a
have
fine,
a lot of great memories with Larry.
He's a fine gentleman, no doubt about it. I know Mr. Larry well.
Yeah. So y'all pray for him. He's been having a hard time. He had a little procedure at the hospital, but he's going home, so he's going to be okay.
Tell him we said hi, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We have another one, Mr. Jim, or you want to do
it? Let's take a phone call.
All right, let's do that.
Bonjour, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Mr. Jim, it's Camille again.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
But I wanted to put my 2 cents in on the Oleander Club.
All right.
Yes, uh-huh.
The book Arose by Many Other Names, written by Rose Sheremy. She is the woman that supposedly knew they were going to kill John F. Kennedy 2 days before he died, and she had been picked up along the route right there by the Barber Spur. She was with a group of men, and so say they were the mafia. But that is one place they stopped, and in the book they talk about it.
Wow.
Yeah, and she notes that because the whole trip from that area all the way to New Orleans, she talks about the places they went, and they eventually put her in the insane asylum. But she told her story, and definitely that was some to do with Carlos Marcellus, and they knew, they even mentioned that he was going to be shot in Dallas.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Back in it. Mm-hmm. The Oleander Club. And Randy and I remember eating there when we were first married. We must have gone to see a band or something. I don't remember, but they did have a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a nice place. Mm-hmm.
I've never been there, but I'd see it. But I'm guessing it closed probably when I was just married.
There's just
something.
Some little cubicles left on the highway. Sometimes right. You see some people kind of living there that are homeless or something, but it was a nice place. Okay, just wanted to share that, y'all.
Well,
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Camille.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Mr. Jim, we still have
time to take some more calls and everything, and right now we can talk about Prairie Manor Nursing Home. You're looking for the right facility for your loved one when they're in need of short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing. That can be tough when you're looking for that, but the folks at Prairie Manor Nursing Home will be happy to help you out. You see, Prairie Manor, the home that Prayer built, is a not-for-profit organization. Their mission to provide the highest quality care, utilizing the skills and knowledge of the entire staff as valued members of their care team, which provide 24-hour skilled nursing care, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They invite you to come and tour their facility. Allow them to demonstrate what a wonderful home and family they have right there at Prairie Manor in Pine Prairie. For more information, please call 337-599-2031 or come by anytime to experience their warm, family-oriented atmosphere. Prairie Manor Nursing Home, an equal opportunity housing and employer.
All right, Mr. Jim, thank you very much. We're running a little bit short of time, so let me do another commercial, all right?
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya and Villeplaine. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim: to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chitanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya and Villeplaine. Phone 363-7497.
Okay, MMSC, aloha. 363-2124. We got about 10 minutes here, Mr. Jim.
Yeah, we have, let's see, anybody on the line, Mike?
Nobody on the line, so let me do one more commercial before
all
we
right,
get in the
let's do that. That's right. What we're here for.
There you go.
Dr. Jake LaFleur specializes in adult primary care at Evangeline Primary Care Offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Villeplaine. You're invited to visit with Dr. Jake LaFleur today. His office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Fridays. They also accept walk-in patients during those hours. Most insurance plans are accepted. Dr. Jake LaFleur practices internal medicine, covering common diseases such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, arthritis, and gastrointestinal diseases. That's Dr. Jake LaFleur with medical offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Villeplaine. Call his office today to schedule a visit, 363-7036.
All right, and we're back.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we have anybody on the line right now?
No, sir, not at this time.
Nobody on the line. Well, je veux dire, le café est beaucoup bien, beaucoup bon ce matin. Il est très délicieux. I've got some celebrity birthdays. Actress Joyce Randolph is 95. And if anybody's familiar with Judge Judy, Judge Judy on television.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Well, Shinden, she's 77 years old, and she's still sitting on that bench, huh?
She's not a
Judge
baby.
Judge Judy.
Ooh.
And sometimes she'll say, shut, it's my turn to talk, you know?
I'll tell you what, they'd have to bring me there in handcuffs. It's not me who would volunteer to go in front of her.
To go in front of her.
She's tough.
Okay, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is 70 years old today. And country singer Matthew Ramsey of Old Dominion, 42. Actor Will Estes is 41. And that's just a few of the celebrity birthdays.
All right.
Up. And we've got somebody on the line.
Yes, sir. We sure do.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
Hello.
Comment ça va?
C'est bon. Who's speaking?
Who's this, please?
This is Steve from Eunice.
Hi, Steve from Eunice. How are you this morning?
Oh, good. I was listening to you about the Oleander. I passed in front of the Oleander. I was driving a truck back, I'd say somewhere around 80.
Uh-huh.
Wow, yeah, okay.
To the ground. It burned down to the ground.
Oh, that's what happened to it?
Yeah.
I never realized what had happened to it.
It burnt. Some say he's burned it, but I don't know. Nobody knows for sure, you know.
Right, but yeah. Anyway, it burned down, and there's still a few buildings left, though.
It's just a little, it used to be the little rooms he'd rent, the buildings
right,
are still
the
there,
courts.
But the main building is gone. I mean, it burned to the ground.
Exactly they used to call that some courts when they had the little rooms.
Yeah, that's what the name of it was, the thing in courts.
Right.
Well, I didn't know. Good. Thank you so much for telling us that. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Call us back.
All right. And while we have a chance, Mike, we're going to talk about Rocky Riders Collision Center. Folks, if your vehicle's in need of body work, frame repair, or just a paint touch-up, come to Rocky Riders Collision Center. It's at 404 Tate Cove Road, right here in Ville Platte. Rocky and his staff will treat your vehicle as if it would be their very own. And you know what? They do the body work and frame repair and color matching, so your damaged vehicle will look almost like new again. And you know what? They do everything under one roof, including to set you up for car rental if you need that. They accept and work with all the insurance companies. They offer free estimates. And Rocky's got way over 30 years' experience. His work is guaranteed. Rocky Rider Collision Center is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. You can come by or call them at 363-0997. 363-0997. Rocky Riders Collision Center, your hometown car repair center with a notary on site to better serve you.
Bien, merci, Mr. Jim. I know a not phone call, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Buffer.
Hello, hey, Buffer. Glad to hear from you.
All right. It's raining in Ville Platte.
Well, we can't tell from in here, Buff. It could be, though.
It's coming down here in Lonesome Pine. Not hard, but it's there.
Well, It was drizzling when I came to work this morning. There was a drizzle that was falling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot like that here this morning. Just barely, you'd look on the truck and you could see it.
Like a mist,
So it's raining out there right now.
About 4 years ago, I'd say Judge Judy came to Fred's.
No, Judge Judy went to Fred's?
Really?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
When was that, Buffy?
About 4 years ago.
No really? Kidding. How about that? But she didn't pass sentence on anybody, though.
her and three other ladies was on like a tour.
Uh-huh.
And they showed up one Saturday morning.
That's why you had it, Buffy. You got to meet her?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be dog.
How about that?
I looked at her, I said, she looks familiar, like on. Then I saw. A little while later, she signed the book.
No kidding.
I look on there, she put Judge Judy.
How about that? No wonder she looked familiar.
Makes some sense.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Judge Judy. She's one of a kind.
Yeah.
And, you know, I watch them judges. I watch all of them. Every now and then I go from one to the other, depending on what's going on. But, yeah, I watch her, too. I sure do. She scares me sometimes, but I watch her.
Some of them get rough, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about getting
absolutely
rough.
Absolutely. Sure does, Buff.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much for telling us that, Buff.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling us. All right, Mr. Jim, I guess I'll have to do another commercial, huh?
I guess it's
Hi, I'm Peter Strawitz, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? We'll work together and use an established process to create and personalize a financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Please call me today at 337-363-7870. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, Mr. Jim, we got another call here.
All right, bonjour, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim.
Yes, sir.
And Mr.
This is Mike.
Mr. Mike.
Yeah.
Comment allez-vous ce matin, Mr. Mike?
Mr. Gallo, comment ça va ce matin?
Oh, meilleur que ça, là. T'es dans un cadre d'hôpital pas mal, hein?
Ça m'ouvre des yokis, mais on peut pas voir ici, donc.
Oui, ça peut grainer ici.
Ah, OK, OK.
All right, on peut user un petit peu de la pluie.
Oui, c'est un peu sec.
Yeah, I agree.
Uh-huh.
J'ai un petit compte ici, là.
All right, oh, oui? Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Il est beau. Il avait vu un long hitter.
Yeah.
Et il dit, ça, ça va pas mordre. Mais le bouc lui dit, mets ton doigt, tiens, voir. Il a mis son doigt, dans la bouche de la caouenne. Il dit, oh, il dit, croyez pas les mots du, il dit.
Uh-huh.
Il dit, fais comme si c'était temps des éclairs. Il dit, on va te lâcher.
Oui.
Elle l'a jamais lâché.
Oh oui, ça veut dire s'il y aurait eu du tonnerre, elle l'aurait lâché, mais elle n'a pas voulu lâcher. Hein.
Elle n'a pas voulu lâcher.
Il faisait boudoudoum, boudoudoum, mais la caouane ne voulait pas lâcher.
Oui.
Lui était mal alors, ça.
Oh, thank you.
Lui était mal, donc il faut couper le cou pour vous lâcher.
Uh-huh. All right, bien merci, Mr. Gallo. Call us back, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
But that's something that's very good to eat, though, Mike.
Oh, yeah. That's expensive, too.
Oh, yeah. One time, when you could get it, it was like $16 a pound, you know?
Exactly. I remember that.
So, même prix comme des gratons.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Let me catch one more, Mr. Jim.
All right. Let's do that.
Hi, this is State Farm agent Eric Gill. It's tough out there, and you're probably feeling it with every bill you open, every payment you make, and every paycheck you stretch a little bit further than the last one. It means cutting costs. And one of the best places to start is at my office, Eric Gill State Farm. I am there to walk you through a free discount double check and make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Whether it's being a good driver, having a good student, or combining your car and home policies. I know how to turn 10% here, 15% there into real savings. Savings that could add up to hundreds of dollars. Now that's cutting back on cost without cutting back on coverage. Sounds good? Then give me a call, Eric Gill State Farm at 363-7737. We're located at 605 East LaSalle in Ville Platte. Because being there to help keep more money in your pocket is why I'm here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thank you, Eric. Mr. Jim, we're running out of time, so let me go ahead and do this last commercial, okay?
Right.
Bonjour, mon ami. Mon nom est Brent Burge, and pharmacist de Savoie Medical Center, le Savoie Cancer Center pour plus de 30 ans. Si quelqu'un dans ton famille besoin la soin de cancer, le choix est pour vous autres. La Dr. Paul Zhang du Medical Oncologist, aussi Dr. Lawrence Menache du Radiation Oncologist, acceptez-moi le nouveau patient. Peut-être voir un docteur loin de la maison, mais tu veux, il suit ton soin près de la maison, t'es-je pour faire ça à Mamou Cancer Center. Juste appelle ton docteur pour faire arrangement pour faire ça. Aussi, si tu as besoin de traitement pour anémie, du osteoporosis, les maladies du trip, appelle Savoie Cancer Center pour faire arrangement. Parce que le choix est pour vous autres. Laisse les familles et nous autres. Soyez la famille vous autres. Merci.
And Mike, that's going to wrap it up for today. And of course, we'll be back with you again Wednesday morning. Program today brought to you by Industrial Supply and Sports, Bon Ami Insurance, Rocky Rider Collision Center, Carrie's Rue, Blake's Pharmacy, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Peter Strawitz for Edward Jones, Teets Food Store, Brown's Furniture, Coburn Supply, Sooner Auto Salvage, Eric Gill Insurance, Savoie Medical Center, and Prairie Manor Nursing Home. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.
Bien, merci, Mr. Jim. Au revoir, mes amis.